Blog Talk Radio.
Alright, Real Showmans Talk Radio with your host, DJ Jane OG, on the 1, 2s, and 3s to give everything you need to proceed in this crazy illusion called the world. What's going on, people? I hope that hopefully this week was a good week for you. If not, next week could be better. I want to start off saying also peace to the gods and goddesses known and unknown. Peace to the ancestors known and unknown as well. That includes you, that includes me. So without any further ado, get into today's show. I want to talk about hold on 1 second. I'm having some technical difficulties here with my page. All right. Sorry about that. Had a drop call. So anyway, topic for today's show is astral travel a form of meditation? And me and my brother, Trippy, was just talking about that outside. Give me a second. Let me get his mic hot. What's going on, bro?
What's up?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Got some information I'm going to read to the people real quick. Get your take on it. We'll go from there. 1 second. It's okay. This is from a book called Astral Dynamics. Esoteric interpretation. This is chapter 4, Key Meditative State of Astral Travel. And it lends a question. It says, what is meditation? Meditation means many different things to different people. Okay, TM, which is Transcendental Meditation, requires the constant return to a given mantra or a focused pattern. Such meditation is great for the settling of the mind and controlling the internal functions of the body. It does not help you astral travel. For more than a decade, we have been teaching outward meditation. That is, stilling the mind, getting the body homostatic, and reaching outwards for whatever information may be available to you. This type of meditation results in astral travel. Much serenity and excellent guidance will be allowed. It also allows you to seek and find your own answers to the both mundane and spiritual questions. That is truly religion without a middleman. For once you start getting your own answers, you will have no need for a priestly or pastorly interpreter. Okay? I'm going to stop it right there because kind of got cut off. You got anything you want to add to that little passage I just read there, bro?
I like it because I've always said that, you know, meditation is the astral starter. Like, you have to be in a meditative state first. You have to get to that degree of vibration first and awareness. And you'll actually lose all awareness. Like, the five senses have to go away. That's why they say, like, for, like, beginners, the first-timers, for them to do it in a very quiet, low-lit place with not that much bright light and stuff like that, and it's not noisy, nothing to disturb you, because it's like, as far as going deeper in astral travel, you have to lose all, you know, objective senses. And only use your psychic senses. You know, we have the five objective senses: see, touch, smell, taste, and hear. But there are more than that once you get outside this realm as far as astral travel go. And exercising that is beneficial for the waking life. Like I say, like on one of my exercises, when I tell everybody to count their every breath in and out their nose and their head silently at least to 50 breaths, you know, inhale and exhale is one. Visualize what you love, because visualization is a key part in meditation, as well as to making it, you know, more efficient. So I just tell them to visualize what they love by the folks in on this breath, but I also tell them, focus on the middle of their forehead, and the trick is to master to direct the energy and focal point outward, like you just said, as you inhale and also outward as you exhale, and stuff like that. So it's a lot of got to do with focal points, especially with your eyes closed, because that's, you know, that's how you learn first, but, you know, as you get better at it, you can do it with your eyes open. So I like that.
That's a bit. That's a bet. We're going to go ahead and take our first break. Come back after this vibe of the day and the talk of the day, and we'll dive right back into the topic of the day. Be right back. Real Soul Music Talk Radio.
Medication. Your medication makes me high. Just be patient.
Such a long way down, and it is a bubble like where they are right down. The way you're something off it, off it way by pound. In a piece of marijuana, that is my playground.
I love you, Mary Jane.
You're the prettiest of flowers, girl, I can't complain. When I'm with you, I feel the higher rise above the rain. Now you know the people damage like that bitch cocaine. No, I leave them lonely, feeling only pain. Cause your DNA is of the highest strain. Your effect is so potent, it's so insane. You're so gummy and sticky like a plaster stain. When you grind out your body, only stems remain. And to love you is so risky, I might get detained. You always keep me flying on the highest plane. And anybody know we'll always proclaim.
Your medication makes me high. Just be patient. I'm like a patient trying to find.
Of course.
be a celebrity amongst any tree across the seven seas for your energy, but you're an enemy catching felonies for the remedies in your recipe.
The music is going to clean your glands your chakras as to whether you want to them or not. That's the quality sound they give off. Don't force meditation. You can't make yourself get into perfect concentration. You let yourself let go. Let go of the bill. Let go of somebody breaking in my house. Is that Negro running after my sister-in-law? Let go of the world. Let go of thoughts. And let God within you take you up. That's meditation. The techniques I teach are to sharpen your faculties. The chanting is to change your pattern of rhythm. The divine word, the divine sound, the breathing is to calm the left and right sides of your brain, to re-energize both sides of your brain, to regenerate your brain. Those are the techniques. Meditation, willingness, and letting go. That's all. You can lay down with the right intent, go right into a deep state of contemplative meditation. As soon as you let go.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Real Soul Music Talk Radio, we're back. I'm going to make my brother Mike hot right quick. All right, bro, your mic's back hot. Before I go say what I got to say, you want to add something on to what the great brother had to say?
Well, he kind of touched on what I had mentioned first, and what I always say towards the end of every show is that he says energy follows attention. I say energy follows thought, but you know, thought is whatever you're thinking, that's what you are giving your attention to, whatever you mostly think about. And whenever he was on the point about chakras, you know, wherever you want to hear that sound, your heart chakra being the most voluminous one, like the one that radiates most, really, besides the solar plexus, and the third eye, which contains, not only the pineal gland, but the pituitary and the hypothalamus, which is responsible for almost 80% of the other chakras, wherever you want to concentrate, because I say, visualize what you love, because for people to visualize what they love, it puts them at a more calmer place. It puts them at a more state of receptivity. And it puts them at a more open-mindedness. And whenever I say visualize what you love as you're counting your breath, and I say count your breath because you're trying to find that rhythm, as you say. And the best rhythm is, to keep up and keep count of your breaths, because which is hard for many to do, because I put people on that kind of exercise. It's kind of hard for them to get to 50, and if they do achieve it, they feel this intense euphoria that they may get afraid of. And I also teach, ways to be like diaphragmatic breathing. Some of the best ways to get air inside your lungs. And the biggest portion of your lungs is right by your diaphragm, towards below, like at the lower portion of your body, not upper chest, but lower chest, like more of a mid to lower chest breathing. It gives you more oxygen faster, and it revitalizes things, instantly. Our body works almost at the speed of light. Blood travels so fast, beyond what we may know and stuff. So stuff constantly goes on as we inhale and exhale, which is a major part of meditation, besides the visualization. And like you said, letting go. Like letting go of the stuff around you, like the stuff you can feel. Like I just said, the objective senses. So I agree with him 100%.
No doubt. Add on to that, which goes into the question of today, is astral travel a form of meditation? And my thesis, I say yes. Actually, I think they're one and the same, because to meditate is to astral travel in a daydreaming format. So So when you meditate, you actually are astral traveling, but it's a different form of astral traveling. Like, you astral travel when you sleep, they call it dreams. But when you meditate and astral travel, I would call it a daydream. So they're actually one and the same. And then also I know that if you focus on meditation and you really meditate, you get very good at it. Like you said, you can focus on one thing you want to take care of in your life, or you know, that's in your mind, something that's bothering you, or something that you need answers from. You can meditate on that, and Sufis do this. Sufis do a technique. They I forgot what it's called, but y'all can Google it and look it up. Sufis can do a meditation where basically they meditate themselves to sleep, and they combine the meditation process with the astral travel process to get to one particular point or to get to one particular answer. So they combine both of the techniques to get answers from the cosmos, or some people believe, you know, God, or what have you. So yeah, they go hand in hand, and yeah, I definitely agree with the brother as well. Let me get into the last question. Last question is, if somebody wanted to ask, and I did get a couple of emails about this, can you, when you astral travel, is there a particular way that you can control where you go, control what you see? Is there a way to control what you hear, control what you smell, all the senses that you was just referring to? In astral travel, in your particular opinion, is there a way to control where you go and what you see and hear and smell and taste?
Well, just like you stated what the Sufis did, I would call that a focus sleep. They combined them. So, like, before going to sleep, either you say, like, some, many traditions, they have certain prayers about, you know, psychic prayers about what they want to experience before taking off in sleep, and they actually stay focused on into sleep, because you can stay focused so long to where you'll start seeing lights and you'll start seeing different things. You may start seeing trees. You may, and but this is with your eyes closed, and you actually see the colors and everything. But it's a, you know, it's a degree to what I call focused sleep. It depends on how your discipline is with that. And so, in my opinion, you can control anything you want to control as long as you are focused enough and willing enough and disciplined enough to increase that skill, because to me that's a skill. It's something that many cannot do off top. It takes prolonged progress, consistency to really to make it a clear fact. I mean, to me it's a skill, but it can be done. So yes, my answer, you know, is yes for me.
Yes, sir. To add on to that, the reason why, in my particular opinion, and I want to tell this to the family, thank y'all and those that's in the chat room right now. I appreciate the comments. I will email and get back to y'all on that. Is meditation and astral travel, honestly, in my particular opinion, and this is I'm going to do the next show is going to be about the science of death. And the reason why I said that, because it's like a prelude to that show. And what I mean by that is, when you meditate and you astral travel and you be able to master both of those techniques within yourself, I think what you're doing nothing more of is preparing yourself for the next transition, which is death. because I believe meditation and astral travel actually gives you an insight. It gives you an outlook of what is to come, which is inevitably everybody on this planet is going to, quote unquote, die. So when you meditate and you astral travel, you're actually participating in the death experience without even knowing, meaning you're going beyond what life, as most people know it is. So this is the secret science of actually death, and definitely I'm going to get into that next show. Yeah, so this is actually, so when you meditate, somebody astral travels, and they go in they dreams and they astral travel, and they can see such vivid things and things of that nature. This is why the word imagination is very, very big, because what people don't know, and I'm not going to give all this away, but I'm going to give like a little sample. People don't know is that when you meditate and you astral travel, you're actually projecting where you're going to go when you make the transition. So, yeah, we definitely want to get into that the next show. But, yeah, we got a minute and some seconds left. Guess we're going to go ahead and get up out of here, bro. You want to leave the people with any last words?
That's the words I always say. That your energy follows thought. So focus on your energy on more, like focus your energy more of what you want, you know, what you want more of. Focus your energy on what you want more of, because energy follows thought. So it starts there, and after that, you can, you know, really decide about yourself and where you're going.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. Everybody, y'all check into the description bar. I got all the links up. Y'all can hit up my brother, Trippy T, and check out his products. It'd be very helpful and resourceful for you and your family and anybody you care about. As for myself, I'm still working on my ebook, and I will have that available as soon as I can. It's a very delicate process. So, appreciate y'all checking it in, the ones that did, and for the ones that didn't, just download the podcast and show y'all support. Appreciate it. And without any further ado, we out. Peace.
Peace.